what we need to do is make sure from an Irish and a European standard that we have protections in place for those businesses. We obviously are working on new markets, discussions around Mercosur, which is a positive for the likes of our spirits industry, but definitely impactful for our suckler and poultry sector. And it's about utilising as much of the best relationship that we can with President Trump to ease on these threats and bring it back to something like the Juncker Commission had in 2018 when he was negotiating the trade tariffs, where as an EU bloc we got more soybeans and LNG gas in order to keep these tariffs on our agri food and produce sectors as low as they can be. But a worrying sign if this is the tit for tat that we're going to go in the next coming years with the Trump administration.
And I think maybe a lot of people can get kind of lost in all the tariff talk and prices increasing over something and then being hit back EU to US, US to EU, that it's very important that you're trying to highlight to cut through it all and say that there needs to be protections in place, because like you said, right across Ireland, but very particularly in the Northwest, there's a number of alcohol distilleries and that are quite dependent on the US market for jobs and livelihoods, and very quickly those people could feel the impact of these things if there aren't, well, as you said, protections in place.
Yeah, for sure. And it's, you know, sometimes we just think it of the publican or the off license, or you know, the shop that is selling, the retail units that are selling alcohol, but it's the producers, the hardworking farmer that's creating this produce, and you know, the to your point, the teams that are behind it between digital and marketing, you know, making sure everything's above board in terms of standards and the high standards we set at an EU level. So for one small company, there could be an excess of 10 to 20, 30 people involved at any point of that supply chain. And as you rightly pointed out, we in the West and Northwest have a very rich tapestry and history with making great produce, regardless of whether it's something we eat on a plate or we drink out of a glass. And it's incredibly important that we create that stability in whatever turbulent times may be coming.